AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Russian emergency officials say a business jet en route from Moscow to St. Petersburg has crashed, killing all 10 people on board. Mercenary Chief Yevgeny Prigozhin was on the passenger list, but it's not clear whether he was on board. Prigozhin's private military force, Wagner, fought alongside Russia's regular army in Ukraine, but mounted a short-lived army mutiny against Russian leadership in June. Separately, Russian media has been reporting General Sergei Sorovkin, a former commander of Moscow's forces in Ukraine linked to Prigozhin, has been dismissed as chief of the Air Force. In other news, Republicans hold their first debate of the 2024 presidential campaign tonight. Sagar Magani reports Donald Trump will not be there, but his presence will be felt.
Trump has a commanding lead over the crowded field. His absence will give others a bigger share of the spotlight.
They get to show off a little bit.
But GOP strategist Ron Bongean says they won't be able to escape Trump's shadow and will most certainly be pushed to describe just how they're different from him.
They may deflect it, which would probably be the smart idea to do if you're not trying to tick off MAGA voters that are watching you.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has perhaps the most gain tonight, banking on a strong showing, cementing his status as Trump's top challenger, albeit far back in the polls. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Rudy Giuliani is expected to turn himself in at a jail in Atlanta on charges related to efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. The former New York mayor was indicted last week with former President Trump and 17 others. Trump says he plans to turn himself in tomorrow. Cheers in the control room of the Indian Space Research Organization after landing a spacecraft on the moon's surface. Only the fourth country to successfully do so, and the first country to land one near the moon's south pole. This is AP News. Authorities in Hawaii are asking family members of the missing from Maui's wildfires for their DNA.
Just 104 families have given DNA samples to the Family Assistance Center, and authorities say that's going to hinder efforts to identify any remains recovered from the ashes. Some 1,000 to 1,100 names remain on the FBI's unconfirmed list of people unaccounted for after wildfires destroy the community of Lahaina. Maui prosecuting attorney Andrew Martin, who is running the center, says the number of family members coming in to provide DNA samples is a lot lower than in other major disasters around the country. Martin is trying to reassure people that any DNA samples would be used only to help identify fire victims and would not be entered into any law enforcement databases or used for any other purposes. And he says people will not be asked about their immigration status. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.